And welcome to Season 8, Episode 35 of Swimming with the Fish. I am Crutch. Happy I am here today to discuss a lot of very interesting topics. We're kind of focusing this week's show. Hope you enjoy it. It's a little out of the ordinary, not so freeform, but we're gonna see where it goes. As always, I am here with the Chief and the Goon. Chief, how are you this evening, sir?
I am full.
That's good.
That means I got about 5 minutes until I'm hungry again.
Well, that's true, too. Yes, if we've caught him at that one moment in the 23 hours and 55 minutes, that he's not hungry. Okay, or he is hungry. Goon, you're not hungry, are you? Did you have an eat?
I had a wonderful meal. Hamburgers and baked potatoes, man. Good stuff.
I actually had burgers in gravy with mashed potatoes. So kind of along the same lines.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah. It was an onion soup-based gravy, too. It was like, yeah, it's awesome.
Hurricane's going away to visit Goonchild this week.
Oh.
So I'll be cooking for myself, which means we will have tender burgers. Extra hot, spicy tender burgers.
Tender burgers? What are tender burgers?
I thought we talked about this before. It's a recipe that Hurricane learned at her high school to extend hamburger meat. It has Ritz crackers, onion soup mix.
Oh, awesome.
Applesauce, hot sauce.
Wait, huh? What?
I know. It doesn't sound like it should all go together, but it does. There's some other stuff in there, too, that's escaping me right now. You know, garlic and onion and stuff like that. And you mix it all up.
Matchbook
and you
covers.
Get about a pound and three quarters of hamburger meat for every pound of hamburger you actually put in it.
Hmm.
And yeah, you grill them like normal, and they're very juicy.
I think I remember the story. It reminded me of a story my father told me when he was at the butcher shop as a young man. And they had one particular person who complained a lot about the ground beef. So they started mixing some of the sawdust in to her ground beef, at which point she raved about it and thought it was the best thing ever.
Well, there you go.
A little extra fiber. A little extra fiber.
This doesn't taste like sawdust. This is good. But she left me the recipe.
By the applesauce part, that is interesting.
That is, it honestly, not what I expected, but it makes them very juicy.
Oh, I can imagine. I can imagine. So are you hungry now, Chief?
Yeah.
Mission accomplished.
My son said he made some dip in their chips.
Oh, that kind of dip. Okay, I was about to come on, you know. See how they're growing tobacco now?
What's in his dip? Clams. I didn't know that. Clams, cream cheese. They moved it to chewy and creamy.
Thanks, no. Oh. No.
Oh, yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
The only thing better than clam dip would be maybe...
anything.
Maybe belly clams.
No.
To deep fried to dip in the clam dip.
No, I'm not a clam guy.
Well, washed down with
very
clam
shellfish
later.
Of me, I'm sure, but I'm not a clam guy.
Oh, it's going to be paired with cookies and cream ice cream.
Oh, wait, you're going to have clam dip and then ice cream?
Yeah. That kind of worked for me. Yeah.
Okay, so that's like bologna and whipped cream.
That was all. I mean,
that's a Three Stooges tonight. Meal, by the way, you know.
I made dessert tonight and Hurricane liked it. I cut up fresh strawberries. I put on some of that chocolate ice cream sauce that hardens on the ice cream.
Yes, sure. Absolutely.
And a little bit of that and whipped cream.
Well, those all go together. I'm thoroughly confused at the concept of clams and ice cream going together.
I mean, have you ever tried it?
No, I don't eat clams.
So, okay, I don't know why. Why do you not like, why are you so against the noble shellfish?
It's just not my thing, and I'm just interested in the whole concept of seafood and ice cream in general going together. I don't see them as a pairing.
This and strawberry shortcake, I can tell you, don't go together.
Okay, there's a story.
Yeah, I can believe that would be bad. And I did it. And I was like, this was probably not good. And,
well,
and that,
you know what, here's the deal. You know, I went and got gas for my car today. And as always, because it's Monday, I picked up a Powerball ticket for tonight and a Mega Millions ticket for tomorrow. And if I win, you guys can eat whatever you want and you can live wherever you want and you can see the world go forward however you deem. So let's hope for the best and have a winning ticket tonight.
So when you do your job,
when I well,
and
yeah,
win for
right.
us.
Yes.
I can have my energy independent State Lagoon Manor.
Right, you can get
I guess that would be State Lagoon Manor
energy.
State Lagoon Manor, the energy, the off-the-grid version.
Right, which may not even be State Lagoon Manor. It might be State Lagoon Manor Part 2.
It could be. I'm already working on State Lagoon Manor, the retirement edition.
Yes. A might single level.
To State Lagoon Castle.
State Lagoon, right.
Yes. Yes, because we need a moat.
Exactly.
An electrified
moat. Lagoon.
What do you call your castle, Mr. Goon? I call it the Bastille.
Oh, that's not good.
You would allow me to just go wild with energy.
Why not?
Right, man? I would have solar.
Sure. Well, you know, right? Okay, so people know that I'm not the biggest fan of solar. My argument with solar is you guys have not improved the efficiency of your product in decades.
But they have.
What's top efficiency on solar panels now?
So now, with their bifacial, you can get 80% because it not only gets light, it gets reflection of light, and it gets heat.
You're getting 80% energy conversion on solar panels now. 80% of the energy from the sun hitting the panel is turned into electricity.
That's quite a bit. I mean, mine are more efficient now, but only because they have microinverters.
Okay, because most common available solar panels have an efficiency of less than 23%, with an average being 15 to 20%.
That is the average.
Yeah, 23%. Would you like to know what their average was about 20 years ago?
Why, I'm guessing 18 to 23%.
Yeah, pretty much. And I'm like, you guys need a better product.
And yet, I am buffered from the random increases of Pepco and Constellation Energy.
Right.
And you're not.
Mostly, luckily, because you have the appropriate surface area and appropriate orientation of your house, which, as you well know, most developments don't align their houses to the sun.
Right. And I know that in your home, the roof angles are a problem, which is kind of a problem where you are now, isn't it, Chief?
My problem is installers. Okay, so So the way I got my stuff is Novosolix, carbon nanotube-based solar modules, which reach 90% efficiency.
Alrighty. Okay. Is that a new tech or is that a available tech?
That's what I was. I never said this was, and I never said it was cheap. There are two things that I did not state.
So this is one of those you could have it fast, cheap, or
I'm looking at their website right now. This is pretty cool.
Yeah. So I'm saying things are possible. So
yeah.
So people have.
But there's a bunch of options, and I believe everybody should use whatever option works best in their area. You know, if you live on the coast of the Atlantic Ocean, you know, you should probably investigate wave power. Absolutely.
I guess you could look at wind power too, but not one of those giant 747 sized ones.
Good Lord, those things scare me. They truly do. I've seen way too many of those things go kaboom, and those blades are longer than a football field.
And the small ones don't seem to work very well. The breeder that gave me the canine, most of the canine protective force, has two small wind turbines that they had. Mm-hmm. They had a company come out and put it up and got subsidies and everything for it. And the first one broke almost immediately.
Wow.
And the second one runs, but it really isn't all that efficient. And they're really unhappy with it.
I've seen these vertical ones. I think Chief, you first mentioned them a while back, and they've gotten really good, and they're good for the environment. They don't kill birds, and they don't need to be oriented because they're vertical. They work regardless of the direction of the wind. And these things generate a lot of power now.
Yeah, so they're not Condor Cuisinarts?
Ew. What a wonderfully visual description, sir.
But kind of talks about what the problem is, right?
Well,
with the big,
hey, you know, they've got them out there killing bald eagles of all things, and they get a pass because they're green energy,
right? But remember, solar doesn't work at night, and wind power doesn't work on a calm day. So you got to look for other things. I mean, in this home that you're gonna get money for me for,
right? Money, lots of.
I would also have a large fuel tank buried in the ground somewhere.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of places you could do geothermal.
Right. I would do a modified form of geothermal called a ground loop heat pump. Are you familiar with those?
I am not.
So the heat pumps that we're all familiar with are air-to-air heat pumps.
Yes. Got one on the side
of my
house.
In the winter, they suck heat out of the air and pump it into your home.
I took a class in mechanical engineering and thermodynamics. I still don't understand how you could pull heat out of cold air, but, you know, that's me.
Well, there's always some there, unless it's minus 400 Fahrenheit, then there's none.
Well, yes. But doesn't it make it colder outside?
And if it's that cold, you have more problems. Yeah. The problem with the air-to-air heat pumps is in the winter when you're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
The outside coils freeze over, and then you have to use straight electric heat,
right,
to defrost them.
Right, and you can almost hear the audible hum of the wheel spinning on your meter.
You should make the little light that says auxiliary heat. They should make it in the shape of a dollar sign.
Right.
But if you had one that was backed up by, say, some sort of gas-fired defrosting system, that might be a little better.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that anyone makes something like that, but I always thought that would be good. Ground loop, the coils are buried deep down in the ground below the permafrost layer.
Okay.
Where it's always, 58 or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
And that they are so efficient that not only do you get heating and cooling, but there's enough residual heat left over for you to get hot water.
Nice.
And guess when the technology was invented?
Sometime after 1776.
Yeah, the 1930s. This is not new technology. There's nothing really new here. It's proven.
But it doesn't make any money for big oil. Come on, Coon.
It doesn't. And that's probably, and you need a little bit of land to run the coils. It's not, you know, small.
Right.
But a half acre lot would give you enough land to do this.
What if I put a nuke in my backyard?
Well, how about a portable hydrogen generator?
Yeah, sure. I like hydrogen cells.
I mean,
I know how to make hydrogen out of water. I've done it as a chemistry experiment.
I took the liberty of sending you all a link to the hydrogen cells today.
Yep.
I think I did.
You did.
The problem is there's no price.
Yeah, I know. They've got a great product, but we're not going to charge a cost.
that's worrisome.
Yeah. You could be your own, you could be your own power company.
Wouldn't that be awesome? You know, and all of the problems with the grid wouldn't affect you. We solved the problem of the grid. If everyone did that, there would be no need for a grid. That's the kind of solution we should be looking at.
Right.
Then if you want to have your electric car and charge it at home, why you knock yourself out? I don't know why Elon's not working on this.
He doesn't like it. He has said that he does not like hydrogen.
Did he say why?
Did he have somebody on the Hindenburg? Like a relative? Just wondering.
He didn't say that.
Okay.
And he may have given a reason. I don't remember. But because one of the big things that I've always said is that's the future. And why are we not dealing with the future?
I don't understand why either. Because we have been using that technology for satellites forever.
Well, do you want me to give him a call?
Sure. Tell him I said hey.
Well, his exact quote was that the use of hydrogen energy is mind-boggling stupid and arguing that it's less efficient way to store and use energy compared to batteries. Well,
there you go.
I don't know. I don't know enough about hydrogen cells at this point. Somehow I feel hydrogen cells are probably easier to swap in and out than batteries. I don't know. Easier to charge.
From a top level, it seems like the way to go. That's kind of the same way diesel electric locomotives work.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The diesel engine really is just driving a big generator, and the trains are electrically powered trains.
Well, much like the big earth movers. There's no gearing to handle those wheels, so all the wheels are electric motor driven. And the big diesel engine is just providing the power for the electric motors. Yeah. Look at us being all smart.
Too smart or...
Well, we're frustrated because, you know, you've got on the right, we're going to frack, we're going to drill, baby, drill. Okay, that's all fine and dandy, and we know how to do that, and it works fine now. But it's not a long-term solution. We need to bring everything up to speed. And, you know, the folks, oh, we can't do nuke because of Chernobyl. Okay, well, go talk to the French. They've had breeder reactors for, you know, decades that have never had issues. You know, people have smart solutions. Let's use them all, every single one. You know, why do I have to settle on, you know, my house is run by electric and gas? Well, why? Why can't I throw... You know, why can't they come out with a solar panel that I can mount somewhere because I have a southern-facing house that's, you know, efficient enough for me to use it? Why can't I include, you know, hydrogen cells? Why can't I have a small nuclear reactor in my yard, you know?
You just want neighborhood nuclear superiority. That's what you're going for.
I truly do. I want everybody to know that I am one button away from a bad day. Just say.
That Karen that lives next door to you comes over with a problem. You're like, just hang on there. Let me send you my answer.
Look up.
Click. Click. So, flash. No more Karen.
Yeah.
You know, see, that's why we don't have that, because we would all be doing that.
Oh, I thought it was just because of me. There's this guy named Crutch. No.
You may not know this, but not all Karens are hated.
Karen Carpenter.
No, that's not what I meant.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. I'm gone now. I'm just fantasizing now.
But there's a comedian who lives in an apartment complex, and he loves his apartment Karen.
Oh really?
Because he said. He said, whenever there's a problem, she's already on it. So he will be trying to sleep, and he will send her a text message. Hey, do you hear that noise? And she will say, I'm already on it. And so people are doing stuff he doesn't like. He can proxy out.
Well played. So what you're telling me is that a well-directed Karen is an asset.
Yes. That is what I'm saying.
It's those rogue ones that just run wild that cause all the
problems.
It's
not bad.
It's brilliant.
The goon is intrigued.
It's a well use of energy. Oh, look at the energy. Okay. Karen energy. Can we harness that? I don't know.
I mean, since you're talking about
kilowatts energy, per bitter. I'm sorry.
There's lots of things we can make fun of, right? Like the young lady I mentioned a few weeks ago, where we were talking about energy. She was like, well, I explained my theory on how the environmental movement has gone wrong. They're just not showing people how the things that the movement wants, can put money in other people's pockets. Show folks that and they'll go along with you. Don't show them that. This is human nature and they will fight you.
That's right. You need to save the planet by eating bugs. No, I don't.
No, I'm not eating bugs. Why is that always their solution, too?
Because then they can reduce the amount of cows to just the ones for them.
Did you not? I like your sir.
I did not.
I know crushed it.
I saw the movie. Couldn't get into the TV show.
I'll put it on my list for this week since Hurricane's not here.
Good movie.
There was a scene. There were bugs. And you know what happened next.
Mm-hmm. Eating bugs. So sad.
Well, I guess that's you know, they also want to use like unicorn rainbows. I guess it wasn't exactly unicorn rainbows they were talking about to power the cars.
No, it was more of a mythical flagellance option. Yeah. That's unicorn farts for you folks out there.
Which is also a good name for a band.
True. But they're just passing through, so.
Man, see, now you need my, I can't make it go, but I'm Ching.
Oh, but I'm Ching is a good name for a band.
I'll bet unicorns wouldn't like that solution for energy, because it might hurt.
Well, yeah, I mean, especially if you put a match too close. You know, get a little blowback.
Ooh, that's not good.
Off my pretty rainbow fur. Sorry.
Too many college pranks have gone wrong that, you know, made it to YouTube once upon a time.
There's an entire genre of lighting farts. Yes, sir. So wrong.
Oh my goodness. Not even funny, but wrong. Just
room.
Wrong.
Bic lighter. And chili.
No. Just so all the fans know.
We're not suggesting this.
This is seriously a bad idea.
Absolutely.
Do not do this.
No, absolutely not.
So that is a band.
There really is a band called
Butt. Wow, really? Yeah.
Oh, we have got to include the link. We actually may like help their whole thing. There you go.
Yeah. Do they have music that we would like? Because
what's that band you listen to? Ba-dum-tsh. Oh, really?
Yeah. See, there you go.
Excellent spelling of it too. I like that. There you go. Okay.
Wow.
Ba-dum-tsh.bandcamp.com. One day at Bandcamp.
No, Bandcamp is a music platform.
Okay, so I'm old. I wouldn't know that.
That's what I'm here for, to help.
But do you know why they call it Bandcamp?
Because that's the name they chose.
From the American Pie movies.
Oh. Yes. One day at Bandcamp?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know who can tell me? The internet can.
The internet can tell you that, right.
Al Gore's wonderful internet.
What a great guy. Until he sold his entire TV station to the Saudis, you know,
Al Jazeera, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Sold out. It basically sold out.
Wow. All right. So American Pie was 1999 and Bandcamp was registered in 2003.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it took a little while to permeate the culture. So to speak.
You.
I don't know about that.
I'm not sure about that either. But we got a lot of good options here. I mean, all kidding aside. Be very nice to see, you know, whatever administration comes in next to take a good, long, solid, honest look at where we stand and where we're going. Because what we've got right now is not going to last, and what they're proposing to replace it with won't work. So we're kind of in a pickle, and pickles are not an option either. Although I did see somebody turn one of them into a battery. That was impressive. Because of the vinegar.
See, then I'd eat the battery and...
Well, then you'd become the battery and we're back to Terminator.
No, that's Matrix.
Or Matrix, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Terminator, they just killed us all.
That's true. What did they use for batteries?
They used portable nuclear devices.
See, we're back to my option. I'm
probably on pebble bed reactor, so it was safe.
By the way, I saw the original. They were having a Arnold Schwarzenegger marathon on one of the channels, and they showed the original Terminator. Would you venture to guess what year it was when the robots were taking over everything?
1999.
No. It was they were really far thinking. This movie came out in the first Terminator came out in the '80s. Correct?
2024?
2029. 5 years from now. Which, with the way things they are, is going, hey, who's to say, right?
You know, I for one welcome our robot overlords, protectors.
That was a good guess.
Way to stick it to your homeboys there, Goon.
Listen,
I've always liked the robots better.
Goon sells out humanity. Sorry.
Goon Iscariot. There you go.
It would be Goonus Iscariot.
Goonus.
Yeah. Yes, it would be Goonus.
Oh, and Doubting Crutch. Okay. There we go.
You know, I think it'd really be better if we took this money and just spent it on food rather than giving it to the poor. Just saying.
Oh, man. They got... But the followers are blind, too much heaven on their mind.
You see what happens when you get a critical mass of stupid?
Yeah, we saw that just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, but the DNC's over.
No, it's such a shame. That's a shame.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that? I'm really sorry.
What slipped out? It's like what Conan said. What is best in life? To complain about billionaires and then the next person be a billionaire.
Exactly.
To complain that Yale is a terrible place while having four Yale alumni speak right after. These are the things that make it worth it.
That's true.
It's funny,
and to see what passes for manhood among the leaders of the that party.
Mm.
I looked at all of those guys, and you know what? Wouldn't take much to subdue them.
Well, I don't know. One of them was like a brigadier general in the Air Force, Army Corps, or something. I forget what he retired as.
You're talking about Minnesota Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, unicorn fart. That's all it would take.
It was E8. He was an E8.
Yeah, being a Matthew Sargent.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's like Master Sergeant.
Right.
And the Headmaster Sergeant's a Sergeant Major, right?
Command Sergeant Major is E9.
Okay.
Temporarily... While he was on assignment, and it was a temporary promotion pending completion of the 2 years of work. It's like taking a whole college course. And he didn't complete that, so they demoted him back to E8, but it was much more like an annulment than a divorce. So it never showed up. It was like it never happened, right? But when he retired, he was still at the temporary promotion, so he tells everybody he retired as a command sergeant major.
I almost called you Goon Chief. That's one thing the Catholics have, this whole annulment thing. Could we just pretend this didn't happen? You know, and if you both agree, bang, it's done.
Well, okay, so there's a few other rules about that.
Yeah, Pope writes a letter and that's it.
No, that's not it. For example, you cannot have consummated the marriage to get if you apply for
it. I don't really like broth, so I probably wouldn't have any consomme.
Oh, what we could say about broth. let's not.
But I'm tish. You like how I turned that right back on you, buddy?
It's awesome.
You're welcome.
Yes. You pagan. No, I love you, you poor, unfortunate soul.
Remember, I used to be one of yous.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But, Cross, didn't you recently renounce?
I was about to say, I don't know who he's talking to because I'm not one either now. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Did you use the Steve Martin approach to do the renunciation?
No.
Because that I'd pay money to see.
What did he do?
So, remember his wild and crazy guys?
Sure.
He talked about he and his brother. He goes, you know, you guys make out such a big deal out of breaking up with a woman.
Mm.
We have a very mature way of doing it. You just say, I break with thee, I break with thee, I break with thee, and then you throw dog poop on her shoes.
So
I need you to go to
Rome.
The local Monsignor will do.
Oh, okay. I was about to say this is gonna get dicey if I have to go all the way to Rome with poop.
I'm sure you can source some local poop.
Yeah, it's okay. They got poop there.
Yeah, without a doubt. Oh lordy,
the very least they got pigeons. So,
yeah, I've got my recent envelope of donation things for my local church and. I have already run them through the shredder.
You did the same thing with those that I did with my HOA notification.
Yeah. Well, I can't donate to my local church because I've already been informed that all money going to the local church goes to the diocese to go pay off their pedophile lawsuits. And I'm like, no, I would love to donate to my local church if it would actually stay at my local church.
Yeah. So. You would think I could see a portion going upstairs, right, to Tony and the other capos.
The Catholic Church, it's run like most organized crime.
And it is. They both use the same model.
So who had it first?
Was there organized crime before the Catholic Church?
Yeah, see?
I don't know. Let's see. Which one of us here is a biblical scholar who might know the level of crime back in those days? Not much.
I'm wondering if research provides the answer that organized crime actually came from a particular place. And, like, what would that do?
Well, okay, so here's... I know for a fact that what I'm about to do is not going to sit well with the goon. But I'm going to ask ChatGPT, which came first? The Catholic Church or organized crime? And I just realized I type much better if I don't look at the keyboard. That's pretty crazy. Okay. Let's see. Interesting. I'm getting asked a question. Which response do you want first? And then it gave me two responses. It says the Catholic Church came first. It traces its origins back to Jesus Christ, which is good. Okay. Organized crime, as we understand today, is a 19th century thing. Right. That's the thing. Right.
Understand it today.
Right. That's the answer in both cases, as we understand it today. So maybe if I didn't say organized crime, but I mean, there have been forms of banditry forever. So
right.
How organized is organized, right? Yeah. But yeah.
Right. Murder Incorporated and such. Yes, that's true.
Thank you, ChatGPT. There you go. Alrighty. Well,
you can't trust them.
Of course you can't. Right. Well, on that note, since we've had enough of fun and frivolity with AI giving us lame ass answers. sorry. I apologize for my drop in professional etiquette and vernacular, but that was a lame answer. Just gonna say.
So let me give you the correct answer.
Okay.
Organized crime, 753 BC.
Ooh.
And then the Catholic Church, 20 AD.
What was the organized crime of 753 BC?
It was known as Rome.
Well played, sir.
I was going to say, that was when Maccus the Knifus started a bang.
Well played, well played. Yeah, well, you know, that was pretty organized and ended up ruling a good portion of the known world at the time, so.
Yeah, they collected taxes. They
got a piece of the action.
They said it would be a shame.
It'd be a shame if something happened to your country.
Should something bad happen to all y'all. But with a few simple taxes, we will provide protection with these fine legionnaires. Showing the guy pounding on the breastplate of the legionnaire.
Exactly.
See how sturdy they are? You want these guys on your side, don't you? Yeah. And who was it that started Rome, Chief? What nationality? You just want to hear you say it.
The Italian?
Which would be really cool since there was no Italy at the time. So, but yeah.
Has there ever been an Italy?
No, there has not, which is why there are no Italians. But you knew that, didn't you?
Yes, sir. Now what Archie Bunker said.
Right,
paragon of history.
Right, paragon of lexicography and history, yeah. That's who I go to for my pronunciations. Holy jumping jackrabbits.
Some of the things that he said, like everybody hates Jersey, but somebody's got to live there.
I didn't say he was wrong all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, lordy, lord. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you've enjoyed this. Go out, find all your energy sources. Try not to engage in organized crime. Please don't eat any bugs. And please listen to our commercials because the goons spent a lot of time on them.
Tonight's episode brought to you in part by Power Solutions from the Left, including solar, which doesn't work at night, wind, which doesn't work in calm weather, and eating bugs. Just saying. And Power Solutions from the Right, including coal, oil, natural gas, which all support the not-so-beneficent oil industry but are readily available. Hey, you don't really need to see the sun or breathe, do you? Quit whining and keep using your phone. Pay no attention to the man behind the oil company. And Unicorn Farts, the new clean gas alternative. The unicorns don't really like it much, but like the Democrat primary voters, they don't get a vote. Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC, copyright 2024, all rights reserved.